Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It's the end of the year. It's a time for reflection. I want to tell you about the 10 bad habits you need to stop for your skin ASAP. It's the time of year when I reflect about good things and bad, and all of us have habits that we could make better, especially when it pertains to your face and your skin. There are some really great habits that you need to have, but first let's start by eliminating the really bad habits that we currently have. And once you make a habit for yourself, you're going to find it so much easier to continue to perform and do the things you need to do to make your face and your skin and your health glow and shine through with vitality, vibrance, and youthfulness. It is so important to start good habits early. So, what are some bad habits that you're currently doing that we should eliminate right away? So first off, I'm going to start with not wearing sunscreen. I know you guys wear sunscreen when you go to the beach, when you go to the pool, but it's the sunscreen you need to wear every day that's going to change your life and change your skin. 90% of facial aging is related to sun damage. Let's let that soak in. 90%. That's a huge number. That's the majority of your aging is going to occur because of sun exposure and photo damage and oxidative breakdown of your collagen. And that happens because we're not applying protection to our really, really delicate skin. When you use sunscreen on a daily basis, that means even on a foggy day, even on a rainy day, even on a day you're not leaving the house, even on a day when you put your mask on and you cover the majority of your face, you still need sunscreen. It's going to protect you from blue light. It's going to protect you from infrared. It's going to protect you from all of the ultraviolet, UVA, which causes aging changes, UVB, which causes bad things like cancer and DNA mutations. So sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen. And please make it a mineral one, because why not? Why wouldn't we want an inactive mineral to sit on our skin and bounce those bad rays right off of us instead of putting on a chemical sunscreen, which absorbs into your skin and waits for ultraviolet to penetrate through the skin to work with that sunscreen that's currently absorbed in your skin and then negate the effect of it? That just to me is too many steps and doesn't make sense to absorb the ultraviolet energy. And moreover, when you absorb that UV energy, I feel that that itself turns on pigment production. The melanin cells are very sensitized, and just the act of that energy penetrating the skin can trigger more pigment, more melanin. So you could be applying sunscreen and not getting ultraviolet damage, but generating lots of pigment. What's another habit? Number two on my list is avoid picking. Those of us who feel we need to do surgery at home on our faces, we need to stop. Some of us really get a magnifying glass out at night when we're looking at our faces. And in general, we're very super hypercritical about our facial imperfections. And when we notice little plugged pores, little early acnes or chronic cystic acnes, we go to town with instruments found in the kitchen drawer, including, I've heard all kinds of crazy things, but people stab themselves with bobby pins and with, you know, sharp safety pins and dental devices. And it's crazy, but you just need to not do things that are going to cause chronic and permanent scarring, because anytime you pick, you create inflammatory pigmentation. So you're far better off treating your acne or your skin lesions with over-the-counter products or prescription products are best. Dab them on, allow them to work, allow the skin immune defense system to bring together all the bacteria into a superficial lesion that's going to heal relatively quickly without skin irritation and breakdown. There are instances where we do want to drain pus out of the skin, and that should be done in the hands of a great esthetician or someone who can do it atraumatically. If you taught yourself how, great, but most of you haven't, and mostly it causes so much long-term scarring and pigmentation. If you're getting that pigmentation, first stop the breakout with a great acne wash. Definitely you can use my medicated acne kit. And second, you can repair pigmentation problems early on. So I would make that problem number three that you need to stop is waiting for your skin to have really bad problems before you start attacking them. So don't wait till your melasma is 10 years going on strong and you had it when you first got pregnant, your kid's 10 years old now, and then you're coming in and wanting one treatment to quickly zap 10 years of pigment growing and tattooing your dermal cells. It just doesn't work that way. The sooner you see pigmentation developing and the sooner you'll negate it with bleaching agents, hydroquinone, natural botanical brighteners, all of these things will help to get rid of chronic pigment that gets dermally tattooed into the layers of the skin and becomes a lifetime problem. So start soon. It's a bad habit to wait till your problems are really entrenched and then expect a single peel or a single, you know, product to be able to miraculously cure it. And then remember, if you have pigmentation, it takes time. It really does take time to improve. It takes sometimes up to 4 months to see results. And we really, really want you to stick to it. Next on my list of bad habits to break, number 4 would be not finishing a whole bottle of your skincare. How many times have we bought skincare and not even used it compliantly? Like, we're not using it twice a day, we use it once a day when we're supposed to use it twice a day, or we're not using it till the very bottom of the bottle. Like, have you ever gotten to an empty skincare? If you have and you're using my skincare, I know you have if you're using my skincare, because the stuff is amazing. It works great and you want to use every last drop. But give your skincare time to work. It's not going to transform you in 30 days. It literally takes 3 months to see skincare changes that really, truly have settled in and are going to show you the results of a product. So I would say 60 days is a reasonable trial period for a new product to work. That means 60 days where you've used the skincare consistently, reliably, and it's definitely been given a chance to perform. Not finishing the whole bottle doesn't do you any good. It wastes your money. You can't really make a determination if the products have efficacy or benefit. So finish them up and stick to your regimen. Next on my list would be number 5 top bad habits you should break this year. Stop using over-the-counter Sephora drugstore brands and Nordstrom brands. I also love shopping. I also get enticed by the beautiful ads, the beautiful bottling, and the advertising subliminal messages that come to you when you see models holding these bottles. But I want to remind you guys that when you buy products at Target and the drugstore and they cost like under $10 or under $20, like, the amount of active ingredients that's going to be fairy dusted into these bottles is minuscule, and it's really, really not going to change your skin. You can buy products at the drugstore when it's just for moisturizer, for cleansing of like your body. But if you definitely want to have a product that's going to make some long-term benefit and change, actually change and improve and give regenerative qualities to your skin, you're going to have to invest in yourself. So stop buying these products that are marketed at 20-year-olds at Sephora if you're not 20. If you are 20, okay, at least it's a step up from Target brands. And I'm not trying to, you know, discriminately say anything bad about any brand. If they're on the market and they've survived more than a couple years, they probably have some reasonable features that some people find beneficial, and starting on something is better than nothing. So if you start with some brand of skincare, evolve to the next level up. If you're using Nordstrom's brand, it's time to get, you know, really strong, potent physician strength ingredients. And it doesn't have to be my brand, but it should be prescription strength available through a doctor's office. And it should be high quality, high percentage ingredients. So we're talking about retinol that can be anywhere from a 0.5 to a 1%. Amp up that retinol. We're talking about vitamin C that's 20%. We're talking about glycolic acids that are 15 to 20%. You can find all these products at Sephora, but you'll find much, much less percentages. So you'll find retinol that's 0.025 or less. You'll find vitamin C that's 5 to 7% or less. And you'll find, you know, products that have glycolic, but maybe 2%. And the things you can buy, like The Ordinary, they are ordinary. They have very little of these active ingredients, and still they make a difference. So imagine if you leveled it up to the next level of really physician strength, good quality ingredients. Invest in yourselves, ladies and gents. Invest in yourselves. Next up on my list is using makeup wipes. I think they're great if you're in a big rush and you just want to remove you know, the colorants, the minerals, the dyes, the products that are in your makeup and physically want to get them off your face. But in general, they sort of dissolve the product and they rub it around and distribute it everywhere instead of cleansing it off your face. So I think makeup wipes are not a good habit. I think that they have drying ingredients, very often alcohol-based or with products that are not beneficial to your skin. So you're far better off, instead of using a makeup wipe, to do a double cleanse of your skin. Far better off. And in fact, if you use a makeup wipe and then wipe your face with a towel, you'll see actually the amount of product that's still left on your face. So there are very few brand makeup wipes that I would recommend. If you are going to use one, I'd probably use the Neutrogena brand. And I think that those ones have good efficacy. And then other than that, you can use it to physically remove the bulk of the makeup, but you still need to do a wash. So bad habit would be makeup wipe all by itself with nothing to follow. Take that off your list of things that you're currently doing. Next on my list, not wearing your sunglasses. Remember that we need to wear sunglasses to protect. We have to protect our cornea. We have to prevent early cataract formation of our lens of our eye. And we also have to prevent pigment changes that occur in your white sclera of your eye. I definitely think that wearing UV light glasses with blue light protection is so important, because you filter all of that energy away from your pineal gland, the gland that detects whether it's nighttime, daytime, and the gland that helps produce melatonin for your system. So very important to use sunglasses to avoid squinting, crow's feet, cataracts, and UV damage to the actual eye and retina itself, as well as to improve, you know, the intake of light so that you're filtering out damaging rays of ultraviolet and blue light energy that can keep you awake at night, make your sleep cycle irregular, and also cause changes with ultraviolet irritation of the delicate eye skin. This is the most delicate skin of your body, so please, if you don't wear glasses that have blue light protection, get those for work and for being on the computer all day long like we are now. And also have sunglasses that you throw on as soon as you're out in the bright light. Very important. Next up on my list is avoid flattening your face. So a very bad habit that you should not do anymore is sleeping on your face. It's very challenging. If you're a side sleeper or a stomach sleeper, you should really try to evolve your sleeping pattern so that you're sleeping on your back. That is key to prevent facial aging changes. You can look at yourself in the mirror, and literally I can tell when I see a patient which side of their face they're sleeping on. Most often, the side that has more lines, more droopiness, and more sagging is either the sun-facing side, the driver's side of the window, on the left side of the face, or it's the side that they sleep on. And you can literally see that the skin has dragged down, the face has flattened, one cheek is flatter than the other, one brow is lower than the other, and I see it happening even in my own face, and so it's one of my bad habits that I'm really working hard to break. And even if you start the night on a good flat position, flat on your back, and you're using a proper sleeping pillow to improve your sleep position, you might find you still drift by the time it's morning, but at least you have 3/4 of the night in a good position, as opposed to 90% of the night sleeping on your face. So I would say face sleeping is a terrible bad habit that you should stop this year, if at all possible. Definitely work on it. A lifetime of sleeping on one side of your face is going to flatten it and cause facial fat pads to droop and the skin to stretch. And that requires more interventions, which we can do, but we can also prevent. So that's so important. Next on my list is stop using a straw. So if you are a chronic Starbucks sippy cup drinker, remember that chronic pursing to get your mouth right around that sippy cup opening is not good for lipstick lines, and it's not good for these vertical lines that get created around the mouth, which we call barcode lines, lipstick lines, all different names. But it's important to avoid repeat puckering. It's easy to drink out of a cup, like just normal, like you do at home without a straw. So if you're getting dependent on straws or sippy cups at Starbucks and all our coffee places, just remember, pop the lid off, drink it if you're in a stationary position and you're not going to spill everywhere. Remember to drink old school, just straight out of the cup. I think that's best. The mouth goes through so many changes as we age, and the puckering is one of those things that's very difficult to treat, and it's always a dead giveaway when people are aging quickly in the lower face and around the mouth. Inevitably, it's the nice ladies who don't want to do any lip filler, but these are the areas where we need to do filler as well as small doses of Botox to stick to relaxing those wrinkling lines. So prevention is key. So take that on your list of bad habits to avoid. No more using a straw. And lastly, exfoliating. Either the problem of exfoliating too much or the problem of not exfoliating at all. Those are both bad habits. And I'd say the worst habit is exfoliating too much. So those of you guys who love your Clarisonic or your facial scrubbing devices, it's not necessary. It's mechanical abrasion of the skin. It's like sandpapering your face repeatedly. Once in a while, a great exfoliation is very important. If you're not exfoliating at least two nights out of the week, you should be. And you can use a great scrub, like my Perfecting Polish is amazing. I love that one. And you can use a glycolic peel pad. I have 20% Glam Glow peel pads. Those are amazing too. But the act of physically taking off the dull, dead skin from the top layer of the surface of your face is very important. Your products will penetrate better. The dullness and superficial dead cells will be removed. The pores will not plug as often or as badly. And I think it's just a great way to bring some circulation, energy, and vitality back to the skin surface. So there you have it. Those are my top 10 bad habits that I want you to break ASAP to get the best skin possible this coming year. I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you'll stick that into your daily regimen. Start with one of those items, knock it off the list, and move to the next one. You don't have to do everything in one day, but these are things that if you can do even five of these things, your skin is going to be so much better in a year. Your face is going to really appreciate it. That's it for now, guys. I hope you have an amazing 2021, and my motto for 2021 is, let's have more fun in 2021. I like that. So that's it for now. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram, doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same. That's where you can find those awesome products like our Glam Glow Peel Pads, the Perfecting Polish to Exfoliate, the Acne Wash, the Spot Treatment Gel, lots of great stuff that you can try. All the prescription strength stuff. So amp up to the next level, and I'll see you in 2021 looking more beautiful, better than ever, smarter, and taking great care of your health preventatively. That's it for now, guys. Our website is beautybydrk.com. Hope you'll find me there. Don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast. If you'd like a free trial size sample of one of our skincare items, all you got to do is go to the iTunes store, give us a great rating on our podcast, screenshot that, and email it to info@beautybydrk.com. We would love to send you a skincare deluxe size sample. That's it for now. More fun in 2021. And bye for now, guys. Stay beautiful.